Like, what have you learned about yourself through those roles?
Well, you know, it's interesting, to be honest, a personal story.
I hope you're honest.
Yeah. Well, a personal story, like 4 years ago, I was in a very bad relationship that kept me from really pursuing my acting the way that I needed to be pursuing it. And it was pretty bad. And I decided that when that relationship ended that I was going to take a lot of time off from acting and just work on myself. And I did a lot of work on myself. I went to therapy, and I really made sure that all these traps that I was falling into in the past were never going to be there again and prevent me from pursuing my acting the way that I need to pursue it. So it was in that four-year period of this break that I took from 2010 to 2014 that I learned so much about myself. You know, almost picture it like my arteries were clogged, and now my arteries aren't clogged anymore. It was like I had to undergo like an exorcism. It really felt like that.
You had a bad cheat day.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
It's like you had a bad ultimate cheat day.
Yeah, this was like a cheat year, a bad cheat year. Yeah, things weren't good, but, you know, through that process, I was able to learn a lot more about myself, and now applying all those things to my characters and being able to be as immersed in the projects as I want to be. I could have never done that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I had all these other things going on. So I kind of had to, like, work on myself before I could pursue my ultimate goals with the intensity that I knew I needed to. Because let's face it, this is a very difficult life to try to do. And if you're going to do it, I mean, you have to give it your absolute best shot. And you can't do it if you're bogged down in, like, bad relationships and, you know, mired in all of that, you know, self-loathing stuff. So I had to deal with all of that. And then once I did, I feel like I've been, you know, off and running now.
Speaking of goals, like 5 years from now, because we just talked about 5 years ago. So 5 years from now, where do you want to be? What are some of the things you want to be doing?
You know, I know that this is going to sound funny, but my goal is to be, you know, the best actor that I can possibly be. You know, I think that Daniel Day-Lewis is the best actor in the world, and I'm, you know, I hope that one day I could be that in that position. I'm not going to ever be satisfied just getting a guest spot on Law and Order and telling my friends, "Hey, look, you're going to see my finger, you know, later on," or I have two lines, you know. I wouldn't even want to do it. You know, I want to just continue to challenge myself with roles that are going to make me a better actor so that I can be the best actor that I can possibly be. So, I mean, in 5 years, I just hope that I'm much better than I am now.